This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations warned on Friday aid for the Gaza Strip could grind to a halt in days as Israeli troops took their ground war with Palestinian fighters into the crowded city of Rafah, a key aid corridor for the famine-threatened strip. Israeli tanks captured the main road dividing the eastern and western sections of Rafah, effectively encircling the eastern part of the city in an assault that has caused Washington to block some military aid to its ally. Residents described almost constant explosions and gunfire east and northeast of the city on the southern edge of the Gaza Strip on Friday, with intense fighting between Israeli forces and militants from Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The UN is expected to vote on Friday to grant new rights for Palestinians, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN General Assembly is expected to vote on a resolution that would grant Palestine new rights and privileges and call on the Security Council to favorably reconsider its request to become the 194th member of the UN. The US vetoed a widely backed council resolution on April 18 that would have paved the way for full UN membership for Palestine. Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood made clear on Thursday the Biden administration is opposed to the assembly resolution. But unlike the Security Council, there are no vetoes in the 193-member General Assembly, and the resolution is expected to be approved by a large majority. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian forces had been prepared for a new Russian ground assault on Friday on the border of the northeastern Kharkiv region, President Volodymyr Zelensky said. He also warned Moscow could send more troops to the area. This is VOA News. Georgia's prime minister said on Friday the government would push ahead with the bill on quote-unquote foreign agents despite opposition from what he casts as misled youngsters who feel resentment towards Russia. The legislation, which would require organizations receiving more than 20% of their funding from abroad to register as agents of foreign influence, has sparked street protests in Georgia by those who see it as authoritarian and Russian-inspired. The government says the law, which has been heavily criticized by the European Union and the United States, is needed in order to ensure that foreign funding of NGOs is transparent. The third week of testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial draws to a close on Friday. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Back on the witness stand today is Trump aide Madeleine Westerhout, who was working at the Republican National Committee when Trump's infamous Access Hollywood tape leaked right before the 2016 election. Prosecutors argue that the political firestorm is what hastened a $130,000 payment to porn actor Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about her claim that she had a sexual encounter with Trump. Daniels wrapped up her testimony Thursday. On Thursday, Trump, who denies the sexual encounter ever happened, angrily walked out of the court in a rage, telling reporters, "I'm innocent." Trump's lawyers pushed for a mistrial over the level of tawdry details from Daniels on the witness stand. The judge denied the request. I'm Donna Warder.
The Philippines' National Security Advisor called for Chinese diplomats to be expelled on Friday over an alleged leaked phone conversation. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
A news report surfaced this week of the alleged leak of a call between a Chinese diplomat and a Filipino admiral discussing a dispute over the South China Sea. It carried a transcript that showed the admiral agreeing to concessions with China, including notifying Beijing about missions to the disputed Second Thomas Shoal in advance. The two countries have been embroiled in heated standoffs in disputed areas of the South China Sea, as the Philippines, emboldened by the United States and other allies' support, steps up activities in waters occupied by China's vast coast guard.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Mozambique's army is fighting Islamist insurgents who launched a major attack on a northern town on Friday morning, Mozambique's president said in a televised address. The town is in a gas-rich northern province, which Islamic State-linked militants started an insurgency in 2017. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.